Okay, now we are going to talk about the mycophenolate mofetil, which is one of the immunosuppressive drugs which can be used in the treatment of the various diseases for the induction remission, for the maintenance of the remission, and also as a steroid sparing agent. So talking about the non-dermatological uses, mycophenolate mofetil have been used for the prevention of the rejection of the transplant, such as the liver transplant, renal transplant, and cardiac transplant. And it is also used in the graft versus host disease and in the reactions. But we are more concerned with the dermatological uses of mycophenolate mofetil, where it is used in the various dermatological conditions, mainly immunobullous disorders, vasculitides, connective tissue disorders, including SLE, dermatomyositis, morphea, then various inflammatory disorders such as psoriasis, lichen planus, atopic eczema, neutrophilic dermatosis such as pyoderma gangrenosum, and also in granulomatous diseases like sarcoidosis. So overall, we have seen that it is used in those conditions in which the basic pathology or the pathogenesis is inflammation or autoimmunity. The mycophenolate mofetil is administered in the body via two routes, that is oral and IV routes. Orally, when it is given, it is given in the form of a tablet. We are going to talk about the trade names later. So when it is given via the oral route, it is metabolized in the liver, and then it is excreted mainly via the urine, and the remaining is excreted via the feces, but main excretion is via the urine. Talking about the IV route, it is given in the form of an in the form of IV. The dosages include for the oral form, it can be given in the enteric form and the enteric coated forms and the non-enteric coated forms, because it has a significant side effects. That is gastrointestinal side effects, including nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, and even gastrointestinal tract ulceration. So that is why it is available in two oral forms, that is enteric coated forms and non-enteric coated forms. However, if it is cannot be given in the oral form, then it can also be given in the IV form.